The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Well, the Barracuda are starting to build a reputation as a team that's just hard to put away. They have time and time again been able to find ways to come back in games in which they were behind. And twice in the third period, they found themselves behind tonight. Yet they find a way to tie it up and eventually win it in overtime, a final score of 4-3 behind an overtime winner from Lucas Carlson, his seventh of the year at 4:02 of the extra session. It comes on the power play. Philip Biestead and Pavel Regenda pick up the assist. So for Biestead, he needed overtime to get it, but he extends his point streak now, already at a career-high 7 straight games, now up to 8 consecutive games with a point for Philip Biestead. As the Barracuda pick up the victory, they have now won 6 in a row at home. 13-6-1-1 is their overall record on the season. And here at Texiu Arena, they improve to 8-3. Tucson, meanwhile, they earn a point, but their record falls now to 8-10-3-0 on the season. 3-3 in overtime sessions. They are up to 19 points. Barracuda now 3-1 in the overtime period. Lucas Carlson with his 7th of the year, and it comes on the power play, is the decider. Let's recap this one. In the first, Tucson outshot the Barracuda 13-9, but we saw no goals in the opening 20 minutes. It was not until 7:56 of the second period in which the Barracuda would break through. Kasper Holtonen would light the lamp with his 5th of the season, and for the rookie forward, his first in his last 8. And the Barracuda in the second would take a 1-0 lead. Patrick Giles and Anthony Vincent picking up the assists on the goal for the rookie forward, who just by his celebration you could tell it was relief being able to get that one into the back of the net. Had a couple of chances, but he cashes in on this one on a beautiful shot off the crossbar and in to get us started. Controls, Andrew Agostino, the Wiley veteran, swings it far wing. Good job by Haviland as he ties up his man. That was Coons. And back over the line are the Cuda. Holtonen shoots, he scores! A snipe from Kasper Holtonen off the pipe and in. And the San Jose Barracuda have a 1-0 lead here in the second period. A snipe indeed off the crossbar and in, a beautiful shot from Kasper Holtonen, and he gets us started at the second period mark of 7:56. Again, Giles and Vincent pick up the assist. But the Barracuda, really, I thought in that second period, their best period of the game, they started to take over, started to really circle in the offensive zone. But this is a hard-working Tucson team, as we talked about multiple times tonight, and they found a way to just scratch and claw, stay within striking distance, and late in that second period, they would tie it up on this goal from Ben McCartney. Zuber flicks it up the wall. McCartney coming down that right wing, circles around the net, up high to the point for Russo. Russo swings it off the end wall, tapped in front. Here's a chance, they score! McCartney sneaks one through. A fortuitous bounce off the back wall, and we're all tied up at 1-1 as Ben McCartney siphons the shot through. And it comes with 2:12 left here in the second period. Time of the goal at the 2:12 mark of the second period, the 17:48 mark, but with 2:12 left in the period. So we were all tied up after 40. The third, unlike the first two periods, would really open up, and both teams would start to get some offense going. And Tucson, they would find a way to tie it up late in the second and take their first lead at 5:21 of the third period. Kevin Rudy on the power play is 6th of the year. But the Barracuda would not wait long to answer. Just 18 seconds after that goal from Rooney, Luca Cagnoni would tie things up at 2 apiece. High to the point, Thompson returned back for Misa. Carries it towards the blue line, drops for Cagnoni. Spinorama move, veers it to the net. They score! How did that sneak through? It's Luca Cagnoni answering right back as we're level at 2-2. Cagnoni putting the puck upstairs short side of 5:39, his 5th of the year, from Michael Mises, first point in the AHL, and Jack Thompson. So we were all tied up at 2-2. Unfortunately, Tucson would go back up by a goal, a failed clearance attempt. And the Tucson Roadrunners would take advantage of it as the puck was funneled to Sammy Walker, and Walker would go forehand, backhand, upstairs shelf for his fourth of the year, his first in his last 11, and Tucson was back up by a goal, but again, the Barracuda would not waver, and they would take advantage of a Tucson giveaway. Igor Chernyshov would bury the tying goal. Time of the goal for Chernyshov at 8:57, his team-leading 11th of the year unassisted. Into the corner. Bystedt converges to the puck. Giveaway, though. Here's a chance. Chernyshov score! A miscue from Tucson, and Igor Chernyshov stays hot as he rips one past Stauber. With 11:03 left here in the third to tie this thing up at 3-3. So Igor Chernyshov, who continues to drive the offense for the Barracuda, makes it goals in back-to-back games. He ties it up at 3-3 at 8:57. But that was all we would get in the 60 minutes of action, meaning we would need extra time to decide it. In the overtime period, Ben McCartney nearly scored. He put the puck through the five-hole of Jakub Skarik, but it was kind of spinning on the goal line before Philip Bystedt took it off the line. They did review it, and it was deemed no goal, and the Barracuda would actually draw a penalty in the overtime period. Sammy Walker called for hooking at 2:44, and on the power play, Lucas Carlson would seal the 4-3 overtime win with his seventh of the year at 4:02 from Philip Bystedt and Pavel Regenda. And off the draw, the Barracuda control up high to the point for Carlson. Carlson give it off for Bystedt. Back for Carlson. Shoots! He scores! It's an overtime winner for Lucas Carlson. As the San Jose Barracuda twice come back in the third period, and they seal the victory in the overtime session with a power play goal from Lucas Carlson. And the Barracuda have now won six straight here at home. It comes with 57.8 ticks left here in the extra session. Power play goal for the Barracuda in overtime. They now have power play goals in six consecutive games. Lucas Carlson, the hero, Bystedt, and Regenda pick up the helpers, and the Barracuda pick up their sixth consecutive win here on home ice, and the record improves to now 13-6-1-1 on the year, up to 28 points. So they stay within 3 points of Colorado, who won tonight in Rockford. Colorado sitting atop the Pacific Division. Tucson does earn a point. They're up to 19 points on the season. 8-10-3-0 are the Roadrunners. These teams will run it back again tomorrow. And as we mentioned multiple times during tonight's broadcast, you look at Tucson's record, but you also look at the roster and you understand this is a lot better team than maybe their record indicates. And they showed it in full display tonight. Hard out for the Barracuda, without a doubt. They gave San Jose, did the Roadrunners everything they could handle, but ultimately the Barracuda, they find a way to get it done, and that's just kind of the way it's going right now. With all the firepower the Barracuda have, it just feels like they're never out of a game. And we saw it on Saturday, erased two-goal deficit. You see it tonight, twice erasing one-goal deficits in the third, and Barracuda find a way to pick up a 4-3 win tonight against the Tucson Roadrunners. Final shots, 34-33 in favor of San Jose. 2-2 were the shots in the overtime period. Barracuda go 1-for-3 on the power play. Tucson 1-for-3 on the power play as well. Winning goaltender for the Barracuda, Jakub Skarik. He's now won 6 in a row. That continues to be a new career high for him. The losing goaltender, Jackson Stauber, he was solid. Made some brilliant stops tonight, but he's now dropped 4 consecutive games in a row. For Stauber, he's 2-7-1 on the season. Meanwhile, as we mentioned, the winning goaltender, Skarik, stays hot. He is now 8-2 on the year for the Barracuda. Likely in a back-to-back situation, we will see Matt Belalta for Tucson and Gabe Carrier for the Barracuda tomorrow. So Skarik the winner. Stauber takes the loss in overtime for Tucson. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star for the Roadrunners, Sammy Walker. Walker always seems to play well against San Jose. It was a +1 rating tonight. 1 goal, 1 assist, 3 shots on net in 2 penalty minutes. But that penalty that he took in overtime turns out to be deadly. He is, though, our number three star. The number two star for the Barracuda, Igor Chernyshov, pots his team-leading 11th goal of the year. He's now second among rookies in goals this season, fourth in scoring. Chertyshov finishes the game with a goal, plus one rating, and one shot on net. That only shot he recorded turns out to be the goal that tied the game up and allowed for the Barracuda to get to overtime. Chertyshov, the number two star. And Lucas Carlson, the overtime hero, he's the number one star. A goal, a minus one rating, four shots on net for Carlson as the Barracuda win this one by a final score of 4-3 in overtime. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 42 minutes, 1,810 sod here at TechCU Arena. Michael Meeson, his Barracuda debut, picks up an assist, was a plus one rating, two shots on net. The Barracuda find a way to get it done, again, despite trailing twice in the third period by a goal. We're back on the air tomorrow starting at 5:30 with our CUDA countdown show as these teams run it back for the second game of a back-to-back. Barracuda have now won six in a row at home. They have picked up points in now 13 of their last 14 games, and they have wins in eight of their last nine. Have the Barracuda, so they continue to roll, and they continue to stay right on the heels of the first place Colorado Eagles in the AHL's Pacific Division. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight. Whether you listen or you watch, we certainly do appreciate it. And we hope you join us again tomorrow as the Barracuda right back on the ice to take on these Roadrunners. No Sharks tomorrow. That means we're on the main channel as well on the Sharks Audio Network. So we hope you join us then with our pregame coverage starting at 5:30. For the entire Barracuda organization, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you of tonight's final score. The Barracuda 4, the Roadrunners 3 in overtime. Until tomorrow, we'll say so long, good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEVCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.